This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
let's rock and roll for another hour on this Friday.
Here's what I tell everyone.
What's on Your Mind is on the air.
I was born by God's dear grace.
So true.
In an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's America.
It's a big old land.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow.
Happiness and
celebrating their 20-year anniversary with some great deals right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and Radio Listener Square, you get some great deals. Just use that promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call this number, 800-506-9028. But remember to use the promo code Scott. MyPillow bringing you this hour of What's on Your Mind. You know they sold 80 million pillows? 80 million in 20 years. Phenomenal. So they're saying thanks for some great deals, including on pillows, by the way. Our next guest is Luis Valdez. He is a spokesperson for the Gun Owners of America. And a while back, we told you about a raid at a North Dakota gun store, Morehouse Enterprises, and we didn't really know why or what happened. We know a little more now, and in fact, Gun Owners of America are filing a lawsuit with the North Dakota gun store, Morehouse Enterprises, and backed by the Second Amendment Advocacy Group over the Biden administration's frame and receiver rule. This is what caused it. To tell us a little bit about this, Luis Valdez is here. Luis, thanks for what you do with the Gun Owners of America, and welcome back.
Well, thank you again for having me back, and thanks for being a voice of freedom and liberty in these dark and troubled times. What you do on the radio is spectacular work.
Well, thank you.
But to get to the meat and potatoes of this, it's real simple. The Biden administration is conducting what we like to call lawfare. They are using regulatory agencies, regulatory authority, to basically cripple and go after law-abiding, hardworking American businesses and put them out of business through any way, shape, and form that they can. The Biden administration has clearly shown that they are against the Second Amendment. They're against the idea of Americans being able to legally, lawfully carry, purchase, and own firearms, and they want to strip us of those rights. So they're going after every dealer you could think of for any and all reasons that you could think of. Something as simple as, hey, they forgot to dot an I and cross a T. They're yanking their licenses for that.
So, yeah, lawfare, as you say, just target them and make sure there's their goal is obviously less places that you can legally buy a gun, I guess, right?
That's their goal. They want to make it as hard as possible for someone to legally purchase a firearm. And Bridge City Ordinance out in Valley City, North Dakota, they were one of the targets of this. They are one of the co-plaintiffs in our lawsuit against the Biden administration and ATF. And our hard work and our due diligence and our investigations have uncovered documentation from ATF and their quote-unquote zero policy zero policy enforcement on this. And some of the things that they are literally going after good FFLs, good dealers for, is ludicrous.
Well, tell me what the frame and receiver rule is.
Well, the frame and receiver rule is real simple. You know, ATF forever has constantly said a firearm is, quote unquote, the receiver, the serialized component, and that is what must be transferred via a dealer, via a federally licensed firearms dealer. So for an AR-15, it was the lower receiver. For a 1911 pistol, it's the frame. For a revolver, it was the frame. For your Remington 870 hunting shotgun, you know, it was the classic receiver. It wasn't the barrel, it wasn't the stock, it wasn't the bolt. It was the part that was serialized. Well, ATF has been going around changing the definition of what is and isn't a receiver, even though that is somewhat written in stone in federal law, and they've been trying to use their regulatory authority, governed to them by the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. They've been using that to say, well, you know, we're the regulatory agency. We determine how this is enforced, so we could reinterpret the law, which that isn't the case. You know, this goes all back to that. This goes back to the Chevron deference, which is being challenged in the Supreme Court, which has been challenged in the Supreme Court. But in the end, it's ATF pulling Butkus out of their rear end and trying to claim new rules out of nothing.
So if they change the definition of something and then come in and try and write up a violation based on that, that seems to be something you'd have success with in court, to say, you know, here's the definition. It came from the federal government. Now they're changing it and trying to take away a license not so fast.
Very much so. It's part of that. It's part of our lawsuit covers that. Our lawsuit covers the fact that ATF just willy-nilly is going after any and all dealers for the stupidest, most mundane things possible. When to use the White House as a fine example, the president's son, a convicted felon, has been basically given a slap on the wrist for violating a law that's far more egregious in terms of violations than what the dealers have been slapped with. But the dealers are being put out of business, all while Hunter Biden, you know, gets away with it scot-free.
That, too, would be interesting to talk about in court. Very interesting to say, hey, the double standard in how you're administering this as well. And you're talking about little tiny things. Now, I know the Valley City gun shop, the Morehouse Enterprises, there were five violations out of 5,000 gun acquisitions or sales by the company. So that's what you're talking about by nitpicking, right?
Exactly, by nitpicking. That's exactly what they're doing. They're digging through records, untold amount of records, trying to find the smallest administrative violation, and they're using that to yank the dealer's license. And that is egregious on so many levels, because let's just look at it from a statistical standpoint. You're talking about 5,000 transfers, and there was only five violations. I mean, how many government agencies screw up more than that? And I'm not trying to disparage my brothers and sisters that wear the badge as a former law enforcement officer, but how many of my fellow officers make more clerical mistakes on arrest affidavits and on warrant applications than that dealer had in terms of firearm sales?
And also, don't they have some process for a warning?
So ATF in the past, you know, when they do their inspections, they would come in and you would have the auditors come and like, hey, look, Bob, you did 10,000 sales. Three of them were wrong. On the form, the guy, your customer, put in the spot that says county. They put in country instead. Hey, you know, point that out to them next time. Thanks. Have a nice day. You know, that used to be the way it was done. But now, if that happens, they're literally revoking dealers' licenses.
Now, was there a lawsuit against the ATF before they came in and raided the Valley City location?
Directly from the dealer, I don't remember for sure, but organizationally, we've had a number of lawsuits against ATF. I mean, that's kind of our bread and butter, is going after ATF for their violation of American civil rights.
Are you winning?
Very much so. We have been winning, and we will continue to win. And the beautiful thing now with the Bruin decision is we have text, history, and tradition on our side. The federal government and the state and local governments that want to push gun control, they have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that any and all gun control existed in 1791. If it doesn't meet that text, history, and tradition of what happened in 1791, it doesn't meet today's criteria.
And this Valley City gun shop, Moros Enterprises, they ATF, because of these violations, wants to try and suspend their license, but because of the lawsuit, they can't? Is that on hold?
I believe right now we're trying to get a preliminary injunction on this. That is an answer that could be that's a question that could be answered far better by our legal side of things. But currently, we're fighting this tooth and nail.
I'm glad you are. We appreciate what you do day in and day out of the Gun Owners of America. And good luck to you on this lawsuit and all the others you're taking on for this insanity. Appreciate it very much.
Not a problem, brother. And keep up the good work and spreading that freedom on the radio.
We'll do our part. Thanks a bunch. Love our audience. They do the work. We just talk. We have the easy part. You're the ones that take action. There is a whole lot of haze. Thank you, Canada, out there today. More come up on What's on Your Mind. Texts waiting, calls waiting. Let's get to it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience today. What's for lunch? How about pulled pork sandwich with beans and coleslaw in Harwood today? Oh, boy, does that sound good. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine, your pulled pork over mac and cheese. Sloppy Joe's at the 12th Avenue and I-29 location. Tater Tot Hot Dish at the MP Avenue location. Taco Mac and Glendon. And Fettuccine Alfredo on 45th Street, 9th Street Southwest.
One of each, please.
There you go. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience from our friends at PetroServe USA. Call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that.
Yes, I was with you guys on the radio, and I was hearing about the secret service with Cocaine Gate and all that stuff, and how the house is requesting, you know, possible, you know, drug testing for everybody in there, secret services. It's just too many people to do, like 1,000 people. Me as a U.S. service member, Navy veteran, when I was in there, U.S. military is able to test thousands of people. Aircraft carrier, 5,500 people. They get tested when they come out of foreign ports. It's just pure BS.
Wow, good point. Didn't think of the aircraft carrier example, but there's a service member. Thank you for your service, by the way, and thank you for sharing the story. That's not a big deal to test a large amount of people. And they're saying, what, 500 was the number, I think?
Yes.
That they couldn't possibly test 500 people? Sounds like that's a walk in the park. Better get the military involved. This whole thing makes me just ill. Because it's not surprising to anyone. And it's not surprising to anyone because of what we've seen before our very eyes happen since Donald Trump came down the escalator. Everything normal, everything protocol, everything, that's how they do it, out the window. And the double standard, just imagine, Trump White House, cocaine found. Do you think that everybody would have convicted Donald Trump Jr. in a nanosecond? Or some other family member? There would have been a collective freakout among Democrats in Congress and the establishment. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to a few texts here. We're backed up on those. Listener says, I wonder what kind of stories Hunter's baby mama could tell us about him. She's staying quiet for fear of being targeted. Which baby mama? I think there are several. Texter says, Scott.
Man.
I'm sorry. Offended the President of the United States. What'd he say?
Come on, man.
Right. Another listener. As you well know, Bimbo Biden and his cronies can get away with anything. Sort of like the Clintons. The lousy socialist liberals are killing this country. Another listener on a topic we started with today, out of Seattle, a school through an alliance with public health offering free transgender care, surgeries, the works, for children starting at age 13. And the kids at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 don't have to tell their parents. Texter says, personally, I think the school should be held criminally liable if a child harms themselves due to the schools not informing parents about their child. If parents were informed, they could have gotten the child the care they needed. Just because they're a teacher does not mean they are some kind of trained therapist. They've got the doctors going. Speaker McCarthy is speaking right now about the National Defense Authorization Act, which was a big piece of legislation, passed the Senate, had to pass the House, it just has. What is the speaker saying?
Just last year. It's a good thing the Republicans are in the majority, but it's more important that we keep our promises to America and to our men and women who serve to defend us. And today is exactly what we did. With that, let me call up our leader, Leader Steve Scalise.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good to see all of you here. Today was an important victory for our men and women in uniform who risked their lives to keep us safe. It was also an important victory for every American in this country that wants to see our military focused on our enemies abroad not on wokeness and all of the indoctrination attempts you're seeing within the Pentagon. And it was a massive rebuke of that far-left ideology and the push that we've seen under the Biden administration. These aren't things that Barack Obama did when he was president. Joe Biden has tried to change the focus of our military. And what you saw today, and over the last week, is Republicans and Democrats coming together to say, let's focus on our enemies all around the world. There are still bad actors out there that want to do us harm. There are still countries like China who are investing in a different kind of military that we need to be focused on. And as the Speaker pointed out, Chairman Rogers and all of the members of the House Armed Services Committee spent weeks and months putting together a bill that refocuses our military on their core mission, the mission that under the Constitution we as a Congress have an obligation to go out and fulfill and protect and fund. And that's what this NDAA does. It refocuses on the real threats to America as a free nation and as the leader of the free world, and allows us to get back focused on that role. Yes, a shame that Democrats walked away from that. It's a shame that Democrats walked away from a 5% pay raise to our men and women in uniform who deserve it.
Wow.
Because they wanted to defend a far-left woke indoctrination ideology. That's not the focus of the Department of Defense. I am proud of what our members did coming together in a difficult time to say, let's get that focus back where it needs to be on defending America and protecting our friends around the world and standing up to the bad actors, which there are, and they're getting more and more aggressive. We need to be more and more focused. That's what today's vote produced. And the gentleman who put together that vote coalition is our whip, Mr. Emmer.
Tom Emmer from Minnesota, next to speak. Give you a minute or so here.
First, I want to thank the Speaker for his leadership, the Majority Leader, Elise, everybody who's up here. I want to thank the best Chief Deputy Whip that anybody could have in the entire whip team, Guy Reschenthaler and the entire team. And I want to thank our members. I want to thank our members for remembering why they were sent here.
All right.
They were sent here to put
one of those,
America
One
first,
of those members is Congressman Kelly Armstrong. He said... after this vote today, he said, we must ensure our armed forces have the resources and assurances they need to fulfill their mission. This year's NDAA does just that. It promotes essential missions in North Dakota, including Grand Forks Air Force Base, Minot Air Force Base, and the North Dakota National Guard. Provides a 5.2% pay raise for service members, the largest in more than 20 years, and comes when our military is falling far short of recruiting goals. It cracks down on waste, fraud, and abuse by consolidating inefficient programs and improving oversight. It fully funds our national defense to counter China's increasing aggression. It's a win for our national security. Kelly Armstrong, also a yes vote on that. All right, there you go. Good news today. We're going to talk about free tuition in Minnesota when we come back and what that means for North Dakota.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. SAG-AFTRA, the union representing 160,000 actors, has declared a strike, halting movie and television production. Disney CEO Bob Iger says the actors are being unreasonable.
There's a level of expectation that they have that is just not realistic. That is quite frankly, very disruptive.
The actors are joining the Hollywood writers, who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. The rainfall and snowfall records established during the previous winter may not stand for long. The National Weather Service is warning of a potentially historically strong El Nino this year. El Nino formed earlier than usual. Experts say there's a 90% chance it will last into early 2024. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights.
28 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Mark Hagerot. And Dr. Hagerot is here to talk a little bit about something that is concerning some of his presidents, specifically NDSU President David Cook and also the president of UND, Andy Armacost, who have come out and said Minnesota's free tuition plan could be detrimental to North Dakota's enrollment numbers. So, let's talk a little bit about this, find out what we know. Dr. Hagerot, nice to have you back. How are you?
God, well, thanks for having me. Always enjoy it.
So what do you know? What can you tell us about this Minnesota tuition plan? What are they doing?
Well, first thing I want to say is our legislature and the university system is not surprised by this. This is not a shock. We've been monitoring this since January, since this first proposed. And we put together a group of five college presidents and Dr. Warford of Bismarck, chair of the Academic Student Affairs Council, is also helping with that, as well as IM staff. And so Minnesota tangled with this issue that, that quite frankly, they had a catastrophic drop in enrollment, one campus from 18,000 to 10,000 over the last couple of years. And part of this, you know, I'm sure they're grappling with why are students leaving Minnesota, and North Dakota is the number one destination, and we welcome them. We are neighbors. You know, my great grandfather was a Minnesota farmer who came and homesteaded outside Mandan. So, you know, I'm sure there's lots of Minnesota, North Dakota heritage. So we welcome them, but I think Minnesota is now under real pressure to try to bring them back and try to stabilize their enrollment. So they've enacted a pretty generous program, very generous. But, you know, we're studying it, and it would it provide free tuition, basically last dollar after they took advantage of the existing programs, for incomes under $80,000. So it's not for all the students, but for those families that would be a little stretched. And so we're studying the impact right now. We have a team together. We've got economists together to see what that might mean. So that's where we are at this point.
So the tuition program in Minnesota is if you are a family and earn under $80,000 a year, free tuition at your pick of Minnesota institutions?
Correct. And it's kind of a last dollar thing. You know, there's a lot of financial aid out there. And you know, We have thousands of Minnesota students because, you know, if you looked at a satellite map, right, North Dakota, Minnesota, Western Minnesota just kind of blur together, right? There's, you know, the Red River's, you know, not a chasm, right? It's bridged multiple places and, our culture and values. So we believe Western Minnesotans really value North Dakota schools, the proximity, the programs we offer. I think even, you know, cultural alignment, right? I know that's a big theme for you, but North Dakota is a place of safe schools, safe streets. You know, we block marijuana. We blocked, you know, sports gambling. You know, we're very conservative on the unborn. And, you know, Minnesota's going in a different direction on all those things. And so I think we have a real appeal culturally, as well as top-ranked aviation programs, you know, three universities with the highest cybersecurity program certifications. You know, there's things that Minnesota doesn't have. So we're quietly confident that as families look at this, they're not going to be, you know, swayed by just a number, that there's a lot of reasons to keep coming to North Dakota. But we have to study it because it could have an impact.
How many Minnesotans are students in the North Dakota university system?
Well, it varies by the campus, but we're approaching over 10,000 students that come here, which is a real compliment to us. They like coming here, you know, the NDSU, as you mentioned, is probably the most sensitive because, you know, they're right in the, you know, very vibrant Fargo-Moorhead metropolitan area. And they have in the proximity of about half of their students come from Minnesota. So they are particularly sensitive to monitor this.
Dr. Cook and Annie Armacost both came out and just said basically what you're saying here. We're concerned about this. And looks like they'd like the legislature to do something. What are they asking for?
Well, that's what we're studying. And, you know, it's one of these things where, just like in Minnesota, the chancellor there can't print money, you know, unlike our federal government, right? States have to have the legislature appropriate. So this whole Minnesota program was only made possible because the Minnesota legislature and the governor supported that. But I can tell you, our legislature was already adapting early. They enacted the first funded tuition freeze in a generation. So this immediately takes pressure off, you know, our students and their families. The legislature also increased the funding formula, which gives more resources to the campuses. Now, we're only back to the 2017 levels, but remember, we had a real shock to the economy. You know, allotments, 800 people lost their job in the higher education, and we've, you know, we've been working back with nominal, not real dollars for a long time. So they brought us back to those levels. And, of course, the 6 and 4 salary increases to stabilize our faculty and staff so we can keep offering great programs, as well as major investments in facilities. So the legislature also some additional funding for research, the first ever legacy stream for research. So the legislature did great work, great allies, and are not shocked and surprised by this. But the Minnesota legislature can come back every year. So that's a little bit of a twist here. So if you've heard anybody talk about a special session, I think it would only be if something odd happens when they're back in about 6 months again. But at this point, none of my presidents are calling for a special session. But again, we've got a study group that is getting our hands around the data, the numbers. But of course, that would be up to the governor and the legislature to decide to come back to engage on this.
What's your take just in the early read here? Do you think there is an appetite to match this in North Dakota?
Well, you know, Senator Mathern has sent out a proposal across the state legislature for a tuition program. His is different, though. It would require Minnesotans to stay in North Dakota for a number of years. Otherwise, there's a clawback provision on the tuition support. And as we all know, there's a real workforce shortage in North Dakota, and Minnesota pumps in thousands of Minnesotans out of all the undergrads who come here. A substantial number stay in North Dakota. So we want those people. I mean, think about it. Minnesota paid for their K-12 education, which is a lot of money, as we know. And then we, by our programs, our great cities, we brought them to North Dakota and benefited from 18, 19, 20-year-olds ready to study, build credentials, and enter the workforce. So it really, in some argument, this is a huge net advantage that we keep these Minnesota people coming here to their neighbor to the west. And so I haven't fully absorbed Senator Mathern's proposal, but it would be a similar program to Minnesota, but it would have a provision that they would stay after graduation in North Dakota.
And, of course, he's a member of the minority, so you're just simple politics in North Dakota. You're going to need Republican champions for anything to go forward. Have you had a chance to connect with the governor or any of the Republican leaders on their appetite for something like this?
Well, we haven't had those discussions. I mean, I've talked with the governor's staff. They were on this early as well. But again, it won't go into effect for another year. But it could start having a subconscious effect on families going, we need to be thinking about, coming back. So that's why we're studying it. But it won't actually manifest for another year. So people are aware of it. We're studying it. We're quietly confident that North Dakota, part of this is a whiplash from COVID. We were one of the first states to come back on premise. I want to thank our state board for making that decision. By September 2020, we had faculty and students back on campus. Minnesota was much different. And so, North Dakota bucked the national trends. We actually, as a system, grew in the last year. A lot of systems are still down. And six of our campuses grew in enrollment and headcount, despite the impact on COVID. So the system is responding. Campuses are responding. The legislature is responding. But since Minnesota has such a huge influence with their population base and economy, we just, need to be out of abundance of caution studying this carefully and see what else adaptive strategies we might need to adapt.
And did I hear you say Minnesota does not offer this for this academic year?
Right. It doesn't go into effect this September, be next year.
Got it. Board of Higher Education meeting, the president of NDSU, David Cook, said this has catastrophic implications. This is a very serious situation for us. Noted that 52% of NDSU students come from Minnesota. Do you agree with Dr. Cook that it's catastrophic implications from this?
Well, people missed the context. He implied if we took no action. Right? I mean, let's say the legislature didn't freeze tuition. Let's say we didn't give pay raises. So maybe the analogy I would use is you're going down a road and you see, another car changing lanes in front of you, a slow moving truck. I'm bantering here in Minnesota, but they're slowing to adapt, right? They've had this massive drop in enrollment and now they're beginning to merge onto the road where we've already been. If we don't change the lane, if we don't, adjust our trajectory to match their moving into this lane, then yeah, you have a catastrophic car accident on the freeway. But we all adjust, right? We adjust all the time on the road to conditions. So we're basically having a new strategy of our neighbor, and so we're doing an adaptive strategy. But if we did nothing, I think that's what Dr. Cook was getting to. If we did nothing, had the car in cruise control and we were asleep at the wheel, using some of these Tesla technologies that haven't worked the greatest, right? Maybe have an accident. So I'm confident between the campuses and our programs, and we've already taken the first initial steps of adapting. And the other thing we're doing, just to share with you, it'd be great to talk more on your show, is unrelated to Minnesota, we're already starting our longer-term strategy session called Envision 2035. We're committed day-to-day, keeping food on the table. The students are coming. We adapt to things that pop up, where it's COVID or inflation or even this Minnesota thing. But we're also looking longer term to how better to take care of our workforce, our students, rapidly changing energy industry, rapidly changing digital technology, and even what you've talked about, the battle over values and the humanities. We need to keep teaching our students about citizenship and what fake news is. So I just want to assure people, North Dakota is not just, resting on our laurels. We're kicking this strategy session off. It'd be great to talk more on your show as we build these teams looking to the future.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Sounds exciting. Dr. Hagerot, thanks for the update. And the full context puts things in a little different light, given the fact you got some time before it's implemented, and you've got obviously a pretty large group of folks saying we have to do something. So that's great. We'll watch it close. Thanks, Dr. Hagerot.
Thank you for having me.
Final segment of What's on Your Mind for your Friday after this.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenbur, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Is a burning thing.
Sing it, Scotty.
Oh no.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
A ring of fire! There you go with Johnny Cash to our final bumper of the Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. How about that? By the way, Monday on the program, we will have Than Bardson will join us, and Than is the CEO of a group called Unseen. They are a group that helps child trafficking networking, that these different groups made up of different networks that go after these child traffickers and do good work all around the globe. They help them raise money so they can continue to do that work and rescue these kids. It's really neat. And because a lot of us are talking about the movie, Sound of Freedom, thought it'd be a good time to have that on and Than on and get an update on what the Unseen is up to. But it's a Fargo nonprofit, which I think is fantastic. Corey emails, good morning, Mr. Hannon. I frequently listen to What's on Your Mind program. Thank you very much. You can dispense with Mr. Hannon, though. It's just plain old Scott here. It's just fine. Here's something I wanted to share with you in regards to the latest revival in our nation to fight against child trafficking. It does feel like a little bit of a revival thanks to the movie. I mean, you can't watch that movie. And by the way, the movie is back, so you can go see it this weekend. It's playing here still, extended, because people keep going to see it. Sound of Freedom. Get a ticket, go check it out. You can't watch that movie and leave the theater or wake up the next morning or the next morning after that and not have something in the pit of your stomach that says, I've got to do something. And that could be as simple as helping unseen. Donating to them, we're out there helping these folks that are doing the rescues. Anyway, Corey goes on to say, what is happening to this great nation with Democrats in control of our government? Thank you for doing what you do, Scott. And he sends an article along about the DOJ, Department of Justice, United States Department of Justice, and how they've removed child sex trafficking information from their website. I love the companies that do this, where they chronicle everything on a website, and then they compare it. Because a lot of times this stuff quietly is taken down, nobody notices. But thanks to some good reporting, we found out the DOJ removing these things. You can't believe that.
How dare you?
Texter says, I still think the White House cocaine story is BS. It's a smoke bomb clogging news of more important things.
Nailed it.
I don't agree. I think that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I mean, this National Defense Authorization Act passed today, right? We can talk about that. And talk about the cocaine story. Where is it gone? We got a couple of members of Congress that are wondering more contributions to this question we asked earlier in the show. What was the first thing you heard? First thing you thought when you heard the cocaine Secret Service nothing to see here story? Here's a couple of members of Congress. Nancy Mace first.
It's very hard to buy it. I mean, this is the most secure building on earth, and they can't figure out who brought a white, powdery substance into the West Wing of the White House.
Yeah, she doesn't believe it, neither does Dan Biggs. Arizona.
I think everybody was incredulous. Whatever side of the aisle you were on, you were just like, how can this be?
I said, what did I say?
You said Dan Biggs.
Sandy Biggs, yeah. Andy Biggs, a Republican from Arizona. What was his word again? Incredulous.
Incredulous.
Incredulous. Exactly right.
These people are crazy. That's what the left is. They're crazy, Scott.
Texter sent a note during our conversation with Dr. Hagerot to say, inside out, kittywampus, gobbledygook. I don't know. I heard a pretty good description of the fact that there's been efforts underway to address this and watch it, and once it's passed, no, they're going to have to do something about it. So I heard what I wanted to hear there. They're not sitting on their laurels. I think they're rightfully saying, okay, we're in a competitive situation where our neighbor has said things are free if you make $80,000 a year or less. What are we going to do about it? Either just have less students from Minnesota or do something about it. Another listener, they lost the key to the White House locker. Yeah, these were like cubicles. There's hundreds of them, I guess. And this one was in cubicle number 50, but the key is missing. The plot just continues to thicken. We need like that board game Clue on Who Done It. That's what we need. We need to play a White House version of Clue. Get to the bottom of this crazy mess. Can't make it up. I just heard Biden is defying the Supreme Court and the Constitution to unilaterally give $39 billion in loan forgiveness by changing the rules of a program and making it retroactive. This is like adding $39 billion earmark to a bill after it's passed. You're exactly right. And there are reports now that's the plan. And, of course, the Supreme Court ruled on a different mechanism as soon as they lost there, they said, okay, we're going to do it this way. And that, too, will be challenged in court, so probably meet the same fate. There you go. Good news today. Members of the military got a 5.2% pay raise. Glad to hear it. And also, the military is less woke, thanks to the Republican control of the U.S. House. We'll break that down for you next week, but that's good news as well. God bless, folks. See you Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hey, this is Shane with IRA Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
I'm like, look out!
Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from IRE Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at IREinsurance.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.